Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 49th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When Jacob gave such generous gifts, it was his way of saying to Esau, I'm sorry. When Esau accepted the gifts, it was Esau's way of saying, all is forgiven. Because in that culture, that time, no one ever accepted a gift from an enemy, only from a friend. So when Esau accepted that gift from Jacob, it was a sign to Jacob, you're not an enemy, you're now my friend. And to accept the gift was to accept friendship. So what a great picture we have of them coming together. Now, before we go any farther, yesterday, had a big day yesterday, and when I came home yesterday evening and settled in and kind of looked at her Sunday school lesson, and it just thought came into my mind about Esau and how he wept and he welcomed Jacob back. And obviously the Lord had done a work in his life to make him change. Well, the thought did come, well, what? Again, I'm jumping ahead, but I looked at this yesterday about Esau and wondered, well, did Esau ever trust the Lord? And I checked every place I could read about Esau. It never said anything about him ever trusting the Lord. And I rewound everything back to this passage. And even though his heart was full of love for his brother, he wept and he hugged and he kissed and he accepted him back. The Bible never says he got saved. And I'm thinking, man, how many family members we have, the brothers and sisters that now love us, that even reconciled us, but yet without Christ, they're still dying and going to hell. Well, this is where Esau was. And in verse number 11, the end of that verse, and he urged him, speaking of Jacob, and Esau took it. Now let's read verse 12 through 17. And he said, let us take our journey. And this is Esau speaking, okay? He's met Jacob. He got the gifts. He said, let us go back home. And he wanted to go to Isaac. So let's go home and see Dad. That's what he's talking about here. When he said, let us take our journey. Let us go, and I'll go before thee. This is Esau telling Jacob, I'll go ahead of you. Verse number 13, Jacob is replying. He said unto him, my Lord, he calls him again, Lord, knoweth that my children are tender, and the flocks and the herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. Remember, they've journeyed a long way. They've come a long way through the deserts and hundreds of miles with the children. And let me add, and the flocks and the herds, and what a drive that must have been. You think it's rough riding in the car with kids for 8 hours. Can you imagine for days and weeks of Jacob driving as all these kids and, yeah, are we there yet? I don't think he did that. I can just imagine, are we there yet? I'm just picking. But anyway, Esau said, let's go. And Jake said, no, we got to go slow. You and your men just take off and we'll catch up with you. That's what he's doing here. Verse number 14, let me, my Lord, I pray, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goeth before me and the children are able to endure until I come to my Lord, unto my Lord's seer. And Esau said, let me now leave with thee some of my folk, for that are with me. In other words, let me leave some of the men to help you drive your cattle and your sheep, and they can help you on your drive back to Seir, let's head back. Jacob said, who needeth it? I don't need it. We've come this far. We can continue on. Let me find grace in thy sight, my Lord. Again, this third time he called him Lord. He said, just let me, I can handle it. Let me do it. So Esau returned that day verse 16, on his way into Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth and built him a house and made booths for the cattle. Therefore, the name of that place is called Succoth. Let me go a little far. Unless you understand Bible geography. Okay. To let you know, Esau, when Esau left, he went one way. Jacob went the other way. Interesting. Okay. I'll be there in a little bit, but when Jacob headed north, he headed south. Or Esau headed north, he headed the other way. They part their ways. Jacob goes to Succoth, and he builds booths for his cattle, for his sheep. Booths literally are temporary shelters. We think of them as pens and all. And why would you do that? Because you're going to stay there a little while. Okay, you're not going to build booths if you're going to just keep traveling like a nomad. He decided he's going to stay there for a short little while. So he builds something temporary. These are temporary. We'd use them like cow pens or something to hold the cow, the sheep, and all. That's what he had done. And he's going to stay there a short while to rest. Well, after that, it gets really interesting. And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan-Aram and pitched his tent before the city. Remember somebody else who pitched his tent before the city? What was his name? Lot. Remember what happened to Lot? Pitched his tent before the city. Wasn't long he was in the city. Before that, he was with the city, and he judged the city. Well, and nothing good came out of that. Well, we're going to find out in the next chapter that nothing good came out of him stopping in Shechem. Talking about Jacob. He pitched his tent toward the city. Let me finish reading this chapter, and I'll give you my notes here. Now, on the surface, this sounds great. Man, he's obeying God. He's left. God said, get into the land that I've called thee. Remember there in Genesis 31, I want you to come back. He got his wives and his children and all the cattle. He's coming back. He's finally in the Canaan, but he wasn't where God wanted him. We're going to see that in just a minute. On the surface, it looks good. He pitched his tent toward the city, and he bought a parcel of field. He's really settling down now. Where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El Elehe Israel. Now that word, and I'm not going to say it again, okay? It literally means God, the God of Israel. And it's interesting, this is the first time that Jacob, that's recorded, that he actually used that name Israel. Remember, he wrestled with the Lord. What is your name? My name's Jacob. Your name's not Jacob anymore. Your name's Israel. Well, this is the first time he settled in, and he said, this is the God of Israel. Speak not of the nation of Israel, but the God of my God. Are you following? Difference. This is my God. Well, let me read the note that I have here. Jacob then came to Shechem, buys property, and pitches his tent and settles down for a while. It's good that Jacob had made it to the promised land. Jacob even erected an altar, and there he called it El Elehe Israel, meaning God, the God of Israel. It is significant for the first time in naming the altar that Jacob used his name for the first time, Israel. The altar was good, but complete obedience is better. 1 Samuel 15:22. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.